from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Should we be talking about contract year undefeated for Noah Gray? Coming off his best year.
For a backup?
Looks fresh. You don't think contract year applies to backups?
Well, for him individually, but not the way we talk about it. You know, the late, great Therese Paylor, the way he talked about contract years undefeated. I don't think that applies. He didn't mean that in the context of backup tight end.
I think it applies across the board. I think it's a universal fact. It's a universal truth. And he's a backup, but he'll get regular playing time. Noah Gray will be on the field a pretty consistent amount. I honestly think we might have, maybe we've been overselling Wiley and underselling what Noah Gray could do in a game.
Interesting.
Because Noah Gray has proven he has gotten better every single year he's been in the NFL. You'd agree with that, right? From year one to year two, he's better. From year two to year three, he's been better. So there has been a clear line of progression for Noah Gray. And there's always, as you know this, a ceiling or a cap that you will eventually hit that finds that final number. But do we feel for sure that Noah Gray has hit that? And I still wonder if all of this is I don't know. Are the Chiefs overplaying their hand a little bit on the, he says till the wheels come off, we're going to use Travis Kelce the same way we used him when he was 26. At some point, as you and I have discussed, dialing back regular season Travis Kelce snaps in favor of postseason Travis Kelce actually seems prudent. It seems wise based on him missing that final game of the regular season last year. I feel like there might be an increased role for Noah Gray out there if they're willing to go that route.
So what's the tight end room going to be when it's done? It's pretty simple, right? It's going to be Kelce, Gray, and Wiley.
Those are the three.
Even though that, even though Irv Smith is in camp, I mean, they're not keeping four tight ends though. Someone's on the practice squad or something like that. That's one thing. But so they have three. Noah Gray's final year of his contract. Okay, let's say the year's over and Travis Kelce. Let's assume that he's back next year as well. If Jared Wiley shows what they hope he shows, why would I need to give Noah Gray a contract? If all of a sudden Wiley's my number two, you know what I'm saying?
Like I mean, contract year undefeated does not usually mean you get paid to the team you're with.
Oh, so you're just saying
contract year is undefeated usually means you get that check from somebody else. You prove to somebody else you're worth, and you go get that $8 million a year because somebody who's in a bad tight end spot tells themselves Noah Gray can be R1 or can be in a bevy of 2-2s, and we kind of make that work because it is hard to explain. The drop-off between, like, the top three or four tight ends and five is a gigantic chasm. Would you agree with that sentiment? Like, there are like three or four tight ends who are excellent in the league, and then there's a massive drop-off and just a bunch of dudes. What I'm saying is maybe Noah Gray could be a dude in that middle range that gets himself paid by a new team if he can show some better counting stats this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's not going to not be in the league after this season. He's going to get a contract somewhere after this year. I mean, what does that look like, though?
It seems unlikely.
I guess for him as the number two tight end, while also Jared Wiley, who we think could be having an impact in the red zone. I mean, what's a contract years undefeated look like for backup tight end Noah Gray? I mean, is he all of a sudden a 600-yard receiver? I don't think so.
Man, let's see. Average annual per year, Noah Fant, $12 million a year.
What's his numbers?
Dalton Schultz, $12 million a year.
What are his numbers, though? Not financial numbers, sorry. Like, receiving, and that's what I guess.
He doesn't have as good numbers as Dalton Schultz. And
probably, like, 650 yards. Noah Fant, when he got paid, he had 670 yards his final year.
Okay.
Before he got paid by Seattle.
But is Noah Gray getting anywhere near that this year in this offense? When you have what
he got
looks
to 500
like,
last year, but I mean, it's not crazy,
right? But here's the thing: the same way we talk about Rasheed
Rice,
there's
more competition. That's
you know, last year Noah Gray, there was more and more reason to use him as a receiver because boy, oh boy, were things awful with the receiving room. We don't have to rehash it. We all know what last year was. You know, Rasheed Rice came on strong, and I think that's also why Rasheed Rice ended up having as many yards. They had no choice. So this year, if Rice isn't suspended, you bring in Brown, you bring in Worthy, you still have Kelce, you know, and Noah Gray, I think, will be very fortunate.
I thought he had 500.
I think Noah Gray would be very fortunate to get to 500 this year.
Okay, so maybe he's a step below that. Because, like, the 650-yard guy, Dalton Schultz, by the way, 635 last year. Drew, he wasn't way better than that. Like, the second tier of tight ends, that's where they are, man. You know the name because they're the tight ends that matter, because most teams don't have Laporta, Kelce, Kittle. Every other team has a Dalton Schultz. We're like, that's a really nice tight end. Really nice tight ends have 600 yards a year.
Yeah, so he needs to double. Based on what you're saying, he needs to double his production.
Yeah, 305 yards last year.
Yeah, does some other team think they can double his production elsewhere? I guess this year, I just don't.
I'm saying if he gets to 500, someone will convince themselves of that.
I find it hard to believe that Noah Gray with a better receiving backup tight end behind him now is going
to
have 200 more yards, assuming we're all assuming Kelce is available all year.
Yes,
because last year Blake Bell was on the roster blocking tight end, so Noah Gray was the only other receiving tight end. Because of, you know, Jody Fortson was hurt and everything like that. So this year you go in and Kelce, of course, receiving tight end. Noah Gray, receiving tight end. Jared Wiley, receiving tight end, plus an extra wide receiver that hopefully is part of the mix than what they had a year ago in terms of truly contributing.
Much like Kelce, though, Noah Gray's job is easier this year from the receiving end.
I agree.
Far more attention for the wide receivers. So those underneath, those attack routes, if they actually do stretch the field, there could be some more yardage for Noah Gray. Probably hard for Noah Gray to get yardage last year when every single person is inside of 6 yards of the damn line of scrimmage. That could just change a little bit. I saw Noah Gray and I was thinking about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.